What are the emotions like of doing your job on the practice squad and waiting for a moment like this and then seeing a moment like this come when the playoffs start?
It's a great opportunity for me. Going to help while I was on practice squad, going to help everybody else get better for the week, week by week. And just hearing my name called, getting another opportunity to step up and be on the 53, it's a blessing, honestly.
With your journey from receiver to cornerback, practice squad to active roster, could you walk us through the ups and downs of that and what's it been like to get to this point?
It really wasn't no ups and downs. I'm just blessed to be here, taking one day at a time, just. A lot of people don't make it to the NFL, especially being a Packers organization. And like I said, just taking one day at a time, just truly blessed.
You've been running straight forward, your receiver, you're running it up, now you're backpedaling. How big is just the physical change in switching those positions?
It's not too much physical. Just mentally, just being prepared, staying focused. I really don't know. Just doing it. I've been an athlete all my life, so. Just doing it, just making a transition.
When did you start to feel comfortable? How long did it take before it felt like that was your real position?
Probably 2 or 3 weeks after I got transferred over. I don't know if you guys follow my Twitter. I tweeted something on Twitter. It was like, just how you know you feel it when that's how you know it's real. So, just me. I feel like it's part of me now. So,
this may not be just for a roster spot. You may be needed, against Cruz, Beckham, a whole bunch.
Yeah, just taking one day at a time. Whatever the game plan is, I'm execute the game plan. Just staying focused, whatever I got to do.
Is this a whirlwind? Have you wrapped your head around the fact that your first NFL snaps might be in the playoffs?
I haven't hit me yet, but, I know it's going to hit me soon, so just be prepared for it.
When you see these wide receivers from the Giants, what do you kind of expect out of them if you're on the field?
They're great receivers. A great group of guys, and just take my training to the game. Honestly, if I get my opportunity.
Hey Herb, do you remember what that conversation was like when they did first kind of present it to you? Making that switch from receiver to cornerback.
It's been long.
Was that something that Joe talked to you about, or who kind of sort of broke that news to you that they wanted to try this out?
Coach Joe, he brought it up to me and kept in my ear about it. Just keep thinking about it. Something I could think about it, and. He finally made the switch, and I was pretty much happy that he made it, though, honestly.
Remember that first month, during a lot of the team drills, you were kind of off to the side with him doing some one-on-one stuff. How much did he help you with this whole process?
I got to give all credit to Coach Joe, because he had been there with me, never gave up on me. He always stayed by my side. Even when I felt like I wasn't fit for it, he still persuaded me and kept my confidence up high. So I get tap my hat off to Coach Joe.
Did he have you talk to Sam or any of the guys that he switched in the past?
No, I talked to them on my own before. Sure. when the conversation came up. So, Sam was the first person I actually talked to, and he was like, if you feel it, just do it. So,
cool.
Were you familiar with Sam's story? Being also from Miami?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the story. Yeah.
And just also Ladarius, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing you probably went up against him a couple times, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did. We went against each other, but, now we're on the same side of the ball now, so we're helping each other out now.